In this bulletin, at least 16 million people under quarantine in northern Italy until early April. A third person in Australia dies from coronavirus. And record crowds expected as Australia faces India in the Women's 2020 World Cup final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. At least 16 million people are now in mandatory quarantine in northern Italy as the country struggles to stop the spread of coronavirus. Italy is Europe's worst affected country and has reported a big rise in infections overnight. So far, more than 230 people have died and the number of confirmed cases is almost 6,000. The new measures cover the Lombardy region, including Milan, and 14 provinces, which include Venice, Parma, Modena and Padua. There was chaos in Padua ahead of the quarantine declaration, with people rushing to the train station to travel south to Rome. Local resident Matteo Cuccelli says he'll be complying with the directive.
Se necessario lo faremo. Io personalmente non penso di.
If it is necessary, we will do it. Personally, I don't think I have the understanding to fully comprehend the gravity of the situation. If I have to make my own judgment, it all seems too much. Probably there is something that I'm missing, so we will accept the decision. The new measures will last until at least April 3. Nightclubs, gyms, swimming pools, museums and ski resorts will all be closed, and people going to cafes or restaurants will need to sit at least 1 metre apart. Here, Health Minister Greg Hunt says the death of an aged care resident to coronavirus is a great loss to the community. An 82-year-old man died overnight in hospital after he was diagnosed with COVID-19 following his contact with an infected aged care worker in her 50s at Baptist Care's Dorothy Henderson Lodge. The man's death follows that of a 95-year-old woman and fellow Dorothy Henderson Lodge resident and a 78-year-old man in Perth. Minister Hunt says the death is tragic.
Very sadly, that includes a third Australian, an 82-year-old man from Sydney who was in the Baptist Care nursing home in Macquarie Park, and that's just a great loss to him, his family, to all of the community. Which will feel this loss. That comes as the Australian numbers just prior to joining you have been confirmed to me by the National Incident Centre as 74 diagnosed cases.
The federal government says it secured 54 million additional face masks to help protect medical professionals working to stop the spread of COVID-19. Family members of people who went missing when Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared in 2014 have gathered for the 6th anniversary remembrance event. Many of the relatives are hoping that Malaysia's government will begin a new search for the 239 missing passengers after a previous underwater mission by the private company Ocean Infinity failed to discover the wreckage. Grace Nathan, a relative of one of the MH370 passengers, said family members were still hurting 6 years on.
So of course the feeling from then and the feeling to now, it's very different, but the pain is still the same. And the fact that the plane is still missing is still the same. The fact that we don't know what happened to the plane is still the same. So I think those are very worrying questions and a very worrying situation, because there's more questions than there are answers, and that shouldn't be the case after 6 years.
Former Brazilian footballer Ronaldinho and his brother are in custody over allegations they used fake passports to enter Paraguay. The 39-year-old had travelled to the country to promote a book and a campaign for underprivileged children. In July last year, Ronaldinho's Brazilian and Spanish passports were reportedly confiscated over unpaid taxes and fines. He and his brother, Roberto Aziz, have been placed in pretrial detention. Fire has destroyed a refugee shelter on the Greek island of Lesbos as tensions over the arrival of migrants from Turkey intensify. No casualties have been reported from the fire at the One Happy Family Centre near the island's capital. There's hostility towards migrants on several of the Greek islands, with locals angry the government is building new migrant reception centres for thousands of people. In cricket, Indian captain Harmanpreet Kaur is encouraging her team to enjoy the moment and play with positive intent against Australia in today's T20 World Cup final at the MCG. Defending champions, Australia, are seeking to win a fifth women's T20 World Cup title. The expected crowd for the game of more than 90,000 might be the biggest crowd for a women's sporting match in the world. Ms. Kaur says she's anticipating a highly fought match.
Both the team is a team capable of winning, and we are expecting a good cricket tomorrow, and I hope whoever has done well, that team is going to win.
What about the weather across Australia for tomorrow? Perth, sunny and 35. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, similar, 22 degrees. Hobart, cloudy and 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22. Wollongong, possible shower and 21. Sydney, a shower or two, 23. Newcastle, similar, 24. Brisbane, showers and 23. And Cairns and Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.